Thursday, February 20th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Robert Rosine. The sermon text is Mark chapter 2, 1 through 12. There is no sermon theme given.
Mark chapter 2, verse 5. And he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Words, words, words. So Shakespeare's Hamlet once muttered, reading truth in an act two, but not really wanting to hear it. Words are all around us. Even if the sociological pundits are right and we're living in a post-literate society, the printed page has hardly disappeared. Words still abound. They still spill forth from the presses. More words fill the airwaves, coming in seemingly endless streams to assault our ears until we hardly pay attention anymore, until we hardly listen. A group of scribes once listened intently, probably not caring much in general for what they heard, and certainly not caring in particular for several words, "Your sins are forgiven." They knew quite rightly that forgiving sins was a divine prerogative. Then, without a word being spoken, Jesus knew of their objections, their hostility, their thoughts of blasphemy. George Bernard Shaw once wrote that all great truths begin as blasphemies. But that's not so here. There is no need to transform a blasphemy into orthodoxy, for this is no blasphemy. This is truth. The words are true from the outset. Truth not simply because of what was spoken, but importantly, because of the speaker himself, the Christ, the Word made flesh, the one whose person and work makes such words truth, more than empty words. Talk is cheap. Scribes think that. Jesus knows that and responds with a demonstration of his authority. The question is not which is easier. For man, neither is an option. Forgiving sins is as impossible as ridding the world of the effect of sin, which plagues creation in general and this poor paralytic in a particular way. For God, forgiveness and healing are both quite possible. Rather, the question here is, which is easier to say? Easier said than done, so wrote Plautus, stating the obvious. Talk is indeed cheap. Which is easier to say? The choice for mere man is quite obvious. And with a few words, Jesus proves exactly that. Two comments. First, the healing that comes by God's wisdom, by God's grace, as the God-man Christ knows and wills. Neither the man nor his friends somehow earned the miracle. They did not pry it from God because they somehow believed hard enough. Luther called that schwärmerei, enthusiasm. It's reading the pericope in light of the law. The man had his essential need met when the words of forgiveness were spoken. The kingdom of God, Christ's kingdom of grace and salvation, were enlarged at that point. And thereafter, the man in his faith serves as a tool, a witness to a truth that lies behind Christ's actions, witness through words that effect another miracle. Second, note how Jesus divides law-gospel. Knowing already the troubled heart of the one let down before him, he responds with a forgiving word. Gospel here is called for. It is preeminent. It is explicit. Your sins are forgiven. He does not minister to some physical need, playing a dramatic gambit, and then standing back and acting as though the gospel had thereby been effectively and finally proclaimed. The forgiving words are stated plainly. And to those who take offense, come other words, which affect a visible sign, serving as law to break down. And yet the whole thrust of the episode is finally to point back to Christ with his salvific life-giving words. Looking to Christ, we find that talk is not cheap. Jesus could say, "Your sins are forgiven," because there was more involved than isolated pronouncements, more than mere syllables, much more to come. Words of promise over centuries became words of fulfillment. "It is finished." Words spoken at an immeasurable price, the cost of the life of the Son of God. And because of the cross, "Your sins are forgiven," are more than empty words, more than wishful thinking. Such talk is not cheap. But for us, it is easy. It is a privilege. It is a joy. It is a wonderful thing to be able to stand before people and to say that I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Spiritual paralytics are carried still now to the font, where they become regenerate, washed not by simple water only, but by the water comprehended in God's command, connected with God's word. Spiritually hungry feed on him at his supper, trusting that the benefit is shown us by these words given and shed for you for the remission of sins, which words, beside the bodily eating and drinking, are the chief thing of the sacrament. And he that believes these words has what they say and express, namely, the forgiveness of sins. There are words aplenty all around us every day, but four words make an eternal difference. "Your sins are forgiven." Those four create. They build up the kingdom of God. They make us outcasts, now heirs of life. They make us paralytics whole. It is amazing. The world has never seen or heard anything like it. Amen.